Good afternoon and welcome to Citizens Special Board of Governors meeting that is publicly noticed in the Florida Administrative Register to convene at 1 p.m. Those in attendance through the public link are automatically in listen-only mode. Citizens Board and committee meetings are transcribed and recorded and available on our website. Thank you for identifying yourself prior to addressing the board. May I proceed with roll call?
Please proceed.
Chairman Brough.
Here.
Vice Chair Lopez Cantera.
Here.
Governor Brown.
Here.
Governor Dunbar.
Here.
Governor Fields.
Here.
Governor Henderson.
Here.
Governor Holton.
Here.
Governor Castrol.
Here.
Governor Thomas.
Here.
Chairman, you have a quorum.
Thank you. This is the tourist transfer program. So it's basically in Jennifer's hands.
Right? Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Jennifer, go for it.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In your materials, you should have an executive summary, the reinsurance executive summary, the layer charts, and an action item. I'll briefly go over a summary of the market conditions and go through the layer charts. Citizen statute requires that the board make its best effort to procure catastrophe reinsurance to cover a 1 in 100 storm at reasonable rates. The analysis to purchase reinsurance is evaluated by staff each year and the recommendation is made to the board. Citizens reinsurance strategy has been to eliminate the potential of an assessment in a 1 in 100 year storm, which was first accomplished in 2015, preserve surplus, use aggregate coverage to address the impact of multiple storms, and to optimize the use of both the traditional and the capital markets. The risk transfer program that we are proposing today accomplishes the goals set forth in our strategy. The Florida reinsurance market is more stable today than it was in 2020. Negative market forces such as litigation, social inflation, and catastrophe events are being offset by positive forces of hardening rates, a reassessment of third-party capital and their investor appetite, as well as alternative investment opportunities. While the global markets are improving, the Florida market is still experiencing dislocation due to litigation and social inflation, as well as continued adverse loss development. There has been an increase in the capacity in the risk transfer markets in 2021 as compared to 2020. However, the traditional reinsurance market is still not experiencing as great a rebound as the capital markets. Capital market pricing is lower in 2021 than it was in 2020, and traditional reinsurance pricing is either unchanged or experiencing minimal increases in the non-loss layers. Citizen staff worked with this traditional and capital markets teams, as well as its financial advisor, to market the risk transfer program. We conducted virtual global roadshows and had numerous one-on-one virtual meetings with investors. Demand has been strong for Citizens Risk, and the overall pricing is relatively flat on a risk-adjusted basis. Citizens has experienced significant growth, particularly in the personal lines account, which has increased traditional reinsurance pricing on a risk-adjusted basis by approximately 5 to 10%, while capital market pricing has decreased by approximately 10% on a risk-adjusted basis due to strong demand. Citizens plans to transfer exposure in the amount of approximately $1.7 billion to the global reinsurance and capital markets in 2021 for the coastal account. Based on the proposed 2021 risk transfer program, the total amount of surplus exposed in a 1 in 100 year event in the coastal account would be approximately 40% as compared to 48% in 2020. The proposed 2021 risk transfer layers for the coastal account are as follows. The sliver layer will sit alongside the FHCF. It provides approximately $133 million in excess of $601 million of annual per occurrence coverage, which covers personal residential and commercial residential losses, and would work in tandem with the mandatory coverage provided by the FHCF to include the copay of the 10% of losses not covered by the CAT fund. This layer will be placed in the traditional market. Layer one will sit above the sliver layer and the FHCF. This annual per occurrence layer provides $100 million of coverage of personal residential and commercial residential losses and will attach after $734 million of losses. This layer will be placed in the traditional market. Layer 2 of the program will sit above Layer 1. This single-year aggregate layer provides $250 million of personal residential and commercial residential losses and will attach after $834 million of losses. This layer replaced in the traditional market. Layer 3 of the program will sit above Layer 2. This single-year aggregate layer provides $250 million of personal residential and commercial residential losses and will attach after $601 million of losses. This layer will also be placed in the traditional market. Layer 4 of the program will sit above Layer 3. This single-year aggregate layer provides $371 million of personal residential and commercial residential losses and will attach after $834 million of losses. This layer will be placed in the traditional market. The two capital market layers sit above Layer 1 and alongside Layers 2, 3, and 4. Each layer is $300 million for a combined $600 million of capital market risk transfer placement split into two tranches covering multi-year annual aggregate personal residential and commercial residential losses and will attach after $2.035 billion of losses. Citizens also plans to transfer approximately $926 million of exposure in the personal lines account. Based on the proposed 2021 risk transfer program, the total amount of surplus exposed in a 1 in 100 year event in the personal lines account would be approximately 70% compared to 61% in 2020. The proposed 2021 risk transfer layers for the personal lines account are as follows. The sliver layer of the program will sit alongside the FHCF. It provides approximately $166 million in excess of $749 million of annual per occurrence coverage, which covers personal residential losses and would work in tandem with the mandatory coverage provided by the FHCF to include the copayment of the 10% of losses not covered by the FHCF. This layer will be placed in the traditional market. Layer 2 will sit above the sliver layer and the FHCF. This layer will provide a portion of $1.17 billion of coverage from the capital markets entered in the traditional markets as follows. A capital market renewal risk transfer placement of $110 million of coverage placed in 2020 through Everglades Re 2. This multi-year aggregate layer provides coverage for personal residential losses and attaches after $2 billion in losses. A capital markets risk transfer placement of $250 million of multi-year aggregate coverage for personal residential losses and will attach after $2.4 billion of losses. A single year per occurrence placement that will provide $250 million of coverage for personal residential losses and will attach after $749 million of losses. This will be placed in the traditional market. A single year aggregate placement that will provide $150 million of coverage for personal residential losses and will attach after $749 million of losses. This will be placed in the traditional market. This proposed risk transfer program will result in a combined 2021 risk transfer program of approximately $2.63 billion, which is approximately $1.6 billion more than the $1.021 billion placed in 2020, at a cost not to exceed $240 million. The increase in the 2021 placement is primarily due to partial layers placed in 2020 that are assumed to be fully placed in 2021, and the additional growth Citizens is experiencing, especially in the personal lines account. So Mr. Chairman, I'll pause there for any questions before I read the recommendation and the action item.
Any question from the governing board? I'd just like to, if there are no questions, I'd like to, Jennifer, since we reviewed this last week, I wanted to confirm that essentially what you've negotiated is to place roughly $2.6 billion worth of coverage for approximately $240 million.
That is correct. And after the board approves the transaction or approves the purchase of the reinsurance, a firm order terms will be sent to the traditional market so that they can try to fill those layers.
Okay. So as we discussed, that's approximately a 9% premium.
That's correct.
Okay. So that's my only comment. That there's other board members that would like to comment or question Jennifer with any of her presentation. Hearing none, is there a motion you'd like us to proceed with, Jennifer?
Yes, please. I'd like to read the recommendation, if that's okay.
Yes, please.
The recommendation is recommended that Citizens Board of Governors, A, approve the recommendation to purchase traditional and capital markets risk transfer at a cost not to exceed the amount of $240 million in the coastal account and the personal lines account, and authorize the staff to take any appropriate or necessary action consistent with this action item.
Do I hear a motion to approve? Do I hear a second?
Second.
There's been a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Will you call the roll, please, Barbara?
Chairman Brough?
Yes.
Vice Chair Lopez Cantera?
Yes.
Governor Brown?
Yes.
Governor Dunbar?
Yes.
Governor Fields?
Yes.
Governor Henderson?
Yes.
Governor Holton?
Yes.
Governor Castrol? Governor Castrol? Governor Thomas?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, Governor Castrol. It's unanimous, sir.
Perfect. Motion carries.
Thank you.
I can't see the agenda, Barbara. Is there another item or was this it?
There's another item on the agenda, number three. It's the ad hoc committee report.
Okay.
And that is Governor Holton.
Please proceed.
Thank you, Chairman. The ad hoc committee has completed its work, and I'm happy to say that we are advancing two really good candidates for board consideration today. To briefly recap, as everyone recalls, Chairman Rivard appointed yourself, Reynolds Henderson, and me to an ad hoc committee to oversee the process of selecting a new legal counsel. We partnered with staff and DHR, an internationally recognized executive search firm, to start the recruitment process in January. 12 initial candidates were selected for consideration from a really good pool. Out of those, 5 candidates were selected by the group for interviews. Those interviews were conducted by Barry, the 3 members of the committee, and a panel of 4 from the executive leadership team at Citizens. 2 really good finalists were selected, Tim Cirio and William Fawcett. Mr. Chairman, before proceeding with some general comments and considerations on these, I'd like to thank the committee, Barry, staff, and DHR for a great job and all the work they did in this whole process. It has moved along very timely and efficiently, and it's great work by everyone. With your indulgence, Mr. Chairman, I would now like to recognize Barry for his report and recommendation on a selection.
Please proceed.
Yeah, for the record, Barry Gilway, we ended up with 2 exceptional candidates. William Fawcett, very, very strong property casualty background, leadership background. Tim Cirio, really an extraordinary knowledge of the overall Florida marketplace. Myself and staff have a combined recommendation for the board, and that is that we move forward with Tim Cirio on the basis that, as stated by Commissioner Altmaier last week, this is the most complex insurance environment in the world, and we're facing really unprecedented issues from both a litigation and from a citizen's perspective, massive growth. And we believe that Tim Cirio is the most appropriate individual with his Florida background knowledge in order to help staff and support staff and the board, you know, to face all the issues that we're facing today. So our recommendation, Governor Holton, is that we move forward with Tim Cirio for the position.
Thank you, Barry. And Mr. Chairman, if you're willing to accept a motion, I will so move to accept Barry's recommendation and strongly endorse Mr. Cirio for the position.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Yes, second.
Second by?
Reynolds Henderson.
All right, thank you, Governor Henderson. But first, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Barbara, will you please make the roll?
Yes, sir. Chairman Brough?
Aye.
Vice Chair Lopez-Cantera?
Yes.
Governor Brown?
Yes.
Governor Dunbar?
Yes.
Governor Fields?
Yes.
Governor Henderson?
Yes.
Governor Holton?
Yes.
Governor Castrol?
Yes.
Governor Thomas?
Yes.
Chairman, it's unanimous.
Perfect. How are we going to proceed to line up the rest of the agreement? We have to, obviously, I would suspect that the candidates are listening to the conversation. And how do we go forward with this, Mr. Gilway?
So, Chairman Brough, the intent will be to have a discussion internally relative to compensation and benefits associated with the new position. As you're aware, by statute, that must be approved before any discussion with the candidate. That must be approved by you. So we will be making a recommendation to you relative to compensation benefits. Then I'll be reaching out to Mr. Cirio to discuss the details of the overall proposal and arrange for determining the time schedule, to have him join, assuming that that he's comfortable with the recommendations that we make.
Perfect. Well, then, good luck. I'll wait to hear from you.
Chairman, may I be recognized?
Absolutely, Governor Castrol.
Thank you. I want to thank Barbara for organizing all of the interviews. I was not a part of it as the committee was, but thank you for Barbara for organizing everything. And thank you for my fellow governors, Governor Henderson and Governor Holton, for doing such a great job in narrowing down two really great candidates. And then from there, selecting what I think is the correct one. And we unanimously voted that. And I thank for Barry for spearheading this charge. This is a very important position and you guys did a great job from where I sat and watched this. So thank you so much.
Any other board members would like to comment? Well, there's no comments, and I just want to echo Governor Castrol's comments, because I think the candidates that you found were exceptional, and the final two candidates were both top-notch people, and we look forward to a working relationship to start as soon as possible with Mr. Cirio. Is there any other business?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, the next business would be the FMAP. Agenda. Barbara, is that a separate agenda?
Yes, sir. We will need to.
I believe it is. Yeah.
Mr. Yes, Chairman, sir. Before we adjourn, could I make a request?
Sure, please.
If Mr. Cirio's on the line, maybe he'll want to make some comments to the board, maybe say thank you, if that opportunity would be provided to him.
Absolutely. Welcome.
Chairman, Mr. Cirio was going to join us, and we have tried to open a speaking line for him. Mm-hmm. I am not sure if that has been accomplished or not. We're waiting to see.
Hi, this is Tim Cirio. I think it's. I think the technology has worked.
We hear you, sir.
Welcome, Mr. Cirio.
Thank you. Thank you all for your vote of confidence. I'm very excited and really appreciate the opportunity.
Oh, I don't know about that. Wait till we put you to work, Mr. Cirio. You might regret it.
I understand. I understand, Mr. Chair.
Yeah. On behalf of myself and staff, and I'm sure the board, Mr. Cirio, we really look forward to working with you, and we'll be in touch very shortly.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Gilway. I consider it my privilege, and again, very, very excited, and I appreciate the confidence.
All kidding aside, we're excited to have you, Mr. Tim.
Thank you.
All right, and what is the next agenda item then?
Well, Chairman,
hey,
I'd like...
Chair, can I ask a quick question? Can I just ask
yes.
a quick question?
Of course.
Hey, Tim, welcome aboard, man. Happy to have you on. You're planning on staying in Tallahassee, right?
He might have dropped the line.
No, I'm sorry. The system muted me again, so it was talking over whoever was speaking. If they could repeat the question, I apologize.
Yeah, Tim, it's Mark. You know, welcome aboard. I just had a quick question. You're planning on staying in Tallahassee, right?
Yes. Yeah. What my family and I live in Tallahassee, and my understanding, I mean, if we needed to move, certainly it'd be a consideration. But my understanding is the legal office is here in Tallahassee. But clearly, if I, you know, needing to be on the road, Jacksonville included, that comes with the territory. So I can be over in Jacksonville as much as needed and elsewhere.
Good. Okay. Thanks. That was it, Chair. Thanks. Again, Tim, welcome aboard. Looking forward to working with you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else, Barbara, you want to go to, how do we start the next agenda? Do we close this meeting or what's
Yes,
next?
Chairman, if we can adjourn this meeting, take a motion to adjourn this meeting, and then I will introduce and call roll for the FMET meeting.
Go ahead. We have a motion.
I moved.
Second, meeting's adjourned and on to the next one.
Okay, thank you.